Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Late Night Girls. How are you? How you been?
Hey, Maritza. How you been?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I was doing a hardcore workout a little while ago, so, you know, now I'm getting back into the groove of things in regular life right now. So this is cool. This is cool. I'm a little sore at the moment, but it's all good. It's all good. How about you?
Not much. You know, what you're doing is so inspiring because you've kept up with this workout. I think you started, what, has it been like 2 weeks already?
It's been 3 weeks now.
Three weeks?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I am not giving
up.
That's
so exciting. Like, you've kept it up. You're doing it. Good for you, girl. Okay. I'm happy for you. I, on the other hand, need to stop being lazy and get on that and start working out, too.
See, the problem is you aren't here. If you were here with me, then we would definitely be doing these together. You know, I think we would be able to motivate each other. So I think it's about, like, having a partner,
you're
having
so
somebody
right.
to be able to with. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So... Definitely. Well, I don't know. What's been going on? There's been a lot of things going on. Matter of fact, right before I got on the show just now, I read something about Angie Stone being arrested. Now, I was like, oh, boy, what happened? What's going on? Some drama, right? So, crazy. Did you hear about this? Or is this new?
Yeah, I was reading about it. It's crazy.
So what's even crazier, can you hear me? Am I good, y'all? Can y'all hear me out there in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good,
so what's
girl.
Even
we hear
crazier,
you.
Right? Yeah, if anybody can't hear me, call in, text us, let us know, send us a message online, say, nah, I can't hear y'all, y'all are good. But listen, what's crazy right, is that the daughter, okay, so Angie Stone's daughter allegedly punched her mom in the face with a closed fist. So Angie Stone hit her back with like some metal rod and knocked her teeth out. They went to the hospital. Wait, and before we get to that, wait. The girl, first of all, the girl is 30 years old, her daughter. She has a couple kids, and they said that it all started because Angie Stone was telling her daughter to clean her room and get these kids from being half naked running around the house. I'm like, okay, so this is what happened. They went to the police station for questioning, and then after that, Angie was arrested, and then the daughter was released. So my thing is, I just don't understand. I need more details about this. Why on earth was released and her daughter not released? And first of all, why is her 30-year-old daughter hitting her mama and punching her with a fist? Why?
30? Really?
30. Oh, yeah, you didn't
hear
that.
I thought she was like a teenager.
No, she's 30, girl. Uh-uh. 30 at home with kids. So she probably still living at home with her mama, freeloading and all that. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, this makes no sense here. This makes no sense here. And then she should be hitting her mom in the first place. So I don't blame Angie if that's what happened. If her daughter punched her in the mouth for talking to her. She hits her with a metal rod, and then she knocks her teeth out. Well, you know what? I'm sure she wasn't intending to knock her teeth out, but maybe in the process, that's what happened. So I do not blame Angie Stone at all. I don't blame her. I'd be looking crazy and putting my hands behind my back, too, because you know what? I'd be like, you know what? That's going to stop me from killing her. Oh, yeah, go ahead and take me to jail. That's all. Go ahead and take me to jail.
Too much.
That's too much.
And I think probably Angie, I feel like Angie was the one that got arrested because her daughter lost teeth. So it looks like what she did was more violent, and for lack of a better term, to her daughter than what her daughter did to her. But either way, come on now. I feel it. I feel it as a mom. I understand where she's coming from, you know?
Yeah. She was like, what? You hit me.
And I would hate to believe it.
I'm about to knock her out. She should have. She should have knocked her out. I don't care what age.
I know you didn't just hit me.
Like, I don't care what goes on. You don't do that. So she crossed the line. And probably her baby's kids are staying at her house because why is she telling her to clean her room in her house? See what I'm saying? She deserves to get some teeth knocked out.
You're 30 and your mother telling you to go clean your room.
I can't even be living in the house for her to tell me that. I can't. Like, I just can't be.
Girl.
There's a problem with that.
Too much.
Oh, my God.
I've been at my mother's house since, 18? I can't.
Oh, my God. Yeah, girl, please. Oh, my God.
But it happens.
Be 30 and then with your kid, and she's telling you to clean up. Like, oh, that's enough about that. Ah, darn it. Well, it's almost springtime. The clock went back. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It went forward. So we lost an hour.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy about that. I was late. Oh, wait, before we move on, there was one piece that was added to the Angie Stone story. I knew there was something I forgot. So they always say, and also previously, Angie Stone was arrested one day for a suspended license while on her way to church. I was like, what? Did they really have to add that? I was like, what? They said a couple years back.
They always do that.
For a suspended license, and so they try to lay it on thick now. Like, look how bad she is. She was on her way to church and got pulled over for a suspended license.
She's just a bad person. Too much.
Did they really have to add that? And that mugshot was looking horrible. That was looking horrible. I ain't gonna lie. Woo!
Did you see the daughter's teeth, though? She went in on the daughter, though.
Did you see that? I ain't see that. Woo!
Oh,
yeah, they were trying
bad.
To protect that. They really were. Oh, my gosh. But anyway,
oh, man.
Like I said, spring is almost here. And in 11
mm-hmm.
days, well, I've said this a couple times. You should already know what I'm going to say. In 11 days.
11 days.
Camp Girly Girl will be here in 11 days.
That's
I cannot believe it. Saturday,
so
March 21st.
Excited. I can't wait.
This is going to be the bomb. Oh, my gosh. I wish my mom could be here. This would be cool. Yeah. So we're going to have a blast.
That would be great. That's right.
But she ain't going to be here, so, you know. Oh, well. What else? Oh, we've got a really cool show tonight. So I hope everyone will be listening. I think this is a cool topic. Oh, this guy told me to remind him on Twitter. I think I tweeted it out, though. It says, so we're doing, are friends with benefits really beneficial? Like, you know, call us and let us know what you think about being friends with benefits, you know? Tune in about the pros and cons. Like, we're going to talk about what we feel. And I'm sure most of you listening out there may have already been involved with a friends with benefits type relationship. At some point, I think, we all kind of get into that predicament whether we really intend to or not. So, I don't know, call it.
Whether
you know
it or not, exactly.
Yeah, whether you know it or not. So, we'll be talking a little bit more about that. You can call in 323-792-2900. And, we got a lot more to come. But right now, we're going to play Beyonce's 7-Eleven. This is just one of my favorite songs. I don't know, you know.
It gets me hype,
girl. Smack it in the air.
Smack it in the air.
Woo!
We'll be right back. What's up? Welcome back to the Late Night Girls. We were just getting a little turned up over here. Yeah, that's all with Beyonce 7-Eleven. If you're just now tuning in, right, love it. We're gonna be talking about our friends with benefits really beneficial. So get your girlfriends, get your boyfriends together. Let's go. Let's talk about this topic in just a few minutes. We've got that coming. But Jen, that's crazy. You just brought up a good point because I had no clue that the girl that Chris Brown is having a baby by was his girlfriend's friend. Stop.
Oh yes, yes.
Are you serious?
Yes,
I did not know that.
Girl code. He done passed the line. So they have pictures of his girlfriend, Chris Brown's girlfriend, Karrueche, with this girl together, and they're, like, all hugged up on vacation and, like, hanging out and everything. And this girl then had a baby by this man, and she was putting on some other guy saying that's the baby father. I don't blame her for that. Maybe she thought he was the father or something like that. Who knows? It happens. But you were friends. This is your friend, your girl's friend. So what the hell was happening there? That is just sickening. This girl must be, like, pulling her freaking hair out. I would go insane.
Yeah, that is just not cool, especially if that was a close friend. Like, well, let me just say
I don't know how close she was, but either way.
My,
I would die. I ain't gonna lie. I would die to find out that my friend had a baby by one of you. I do want to kill somebody.
By your boyfriend. By your current boyfriend, Marita. Not by someone you dated. Not by an ex.
Right.
By your current boyfriend.
Right now. Like, really? So I'm telling you. See, that's the worst. That is the worst. She was probably talking about, like, how good he was and all this stuff. I think that's what it was. You know what? Sometimes, and I've heard this, they say you shouldn't tell, like, too much information to your girlfriend. But, I mean, and I think it also depends on which girlfriends you tell that to. Now, they're just, like, some chicks that you hang out with every now and then. You already know they ratchet and they wrong. They be doing all types of craziness. I probably wouldn't trust them because I wouldn't. Trust it, but like your closest girlfriend is supposed to be your BFF, and you know, like you can talk to her about any and everything. Now that's the one I would die over. Like seriously, like really, that is
that's
just
too much.
Oh my gosh, I did not.
You ever had a situation like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No. You know what though? Growing up, I remember one of my cousins. She brought her boyfriend around, and she almost slept with the other cousin. Now, see, that was wrong right there to me.
Whoa.
That was so wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Everybody kind of knew, like, don't bring so-and-so around because they already – she had that reputation, though. Like, she would try to do something with your man or steal your man. And but still, though, like, with family? Like, with family, though? Like, what? That was just always so wrong to
you. Know.
And I always just be like,
seriously,
about that.
Yeah, no.
How
about you?
I could only think of one situation. I was really close friends with this girl I used to work with. I was young, a teenager, and my boyfriend at the time, we were really cool, and I would tell her all about my boyfriend and everything. And I got caught up, you know, I was talking, I got a I don't even know if there was text from somebody, and my boyfriend saw it on my phone. And I said, no, that's my friend, Tiffany. I'm just throwing out a name. It's not Tiffany, because my friend Tiffany would think it's her. That's just Tiffany's cousin. And he's like, we're going to call Tiffany's cousin and see if this is true. I was like, yeah, go ahead and call. So I called her, and I'm like, listen, so such and such just saw your cousin's number or text on my phone. And she and I have on speaker. I'm like, he's on speaker. You're on speaker. Just tell him, you know, that it is your cousin. She's like, you know, Jen, I'm not gonna get in between this. Whatever you guys got going on. I'm like, what?
Oh my god.
And then like I thinking back to it, she was always talking about how, you know, he's so cute or he's so nice, and I wish my boyfriend was like this and all this stuff. And like the chick was plotting. You know, like,
yes, she was.
Of course, we got into an argument. Yeah, we got into an argument. We kind of broke up, like, maybe for a day or something. And I heard that she was, you know, hitting him up because she had his number from calling me before and calling him. She was hitting him up to see how he's doing. I was like, oh, really? I would kill this woman if I heard
something
back in the day.
Oh, no.
You got to be careful.
Yes, you definitely do. Can't trust these girls. Even your boyfriend, you can't trust anyway around your closest girlfriend sometimes. You just got to watch them. It's not even the girls that
you need to let him go.
If I feel like, if he's making me feel like there's something's going on and a little uncomfortable around my girlfriends, and I automatically am like, that's it. Nope, I can't be feeling that way.
Yeah.
That's a problem. He's not showing you respect if he's going to even make you feel uncomfortable around your girlfriend. Like, this is very disrespectful.
Yeah, let that go.
Yeah. Crazy. So, we might as well get right into it. Are friends with benefits really beneficial? I mean, is it? Is it really? I mean, could it be? We want to know. So, call in, people. 323-792-2900. We'll just throw that out there. So, we'll talk about it. And if anybody wants to call in and, you know, give their 2 cents about it. So, what do you think, Jen?
I don't think it's beneficial at all, because I feel
not at all,
you know,
not at all. Okay,
everyone
okay.
is different. Okay, it could be. You know, like y'all both satisfy a need if y'all both know what's going on. But you know, someone always catches feelings, you know, someone feels more strongly than the other, and then it causes more drama, you know, and then you probably want more from there. Or even, like I was saying before, if you know what's going on, if you know what's going on, and or if you don't know what's going on, like let's say you think you're dating this person and it's leading to something, and then you come to the realization, oh, no, he's just, you know, just around. He just has me around for basically benefits. You know, it could be kind of hurtful. So I guess to each its own, to me, I would stay away from
right.
it. Me, that's my older self, you know. I wouldn't want to be in something like that.
I would
what
say
do you feel about it?
Now, well, I would say definitely now, no, I wouldn't want to be. But in the past, you know, I have, and I thought it was okay at some point. I would say, you know, it can be beneficial for some people that really aren't looking to be held down in a relationship. And they're like, okay, like I just purely want pleasure. And both of you guys agree to that. But on the flip side, I think people do end up eventually having feelings. They end up catching feelings, whether it be the girl or the guy. If you do it long enough, you know, I think one of them is definitely going to start
right.
wanting more, and then that's where the problem could come in, because maybe that other person is still feeling like, I still don't want more. Like, we agreed to this, and I don't have any more feelings for you. Yeah, and, you know, you will start to think, like, wow, like, I'm not good enough for this person to want me more,
yeah.
you know, than for the sex. Like, I can't be, you know, with you in public. I can't be more special to you. So, and then that kind of, like, can hurt your self-esteem and your self-confidence, you know?
Right.
And you're like, why not me? Why not
right.
me? Like, what's wrong with me? So that those can bring about those issues, you know? And then, you know,
drama.
You might, and then to the friends with benefits, that other person might even have another girlfriend or a boyfriend really on the side, and you're still, like, I person, you know? So...
The worst. That's the worst. I can't.
And you don't know how many other friends with benefits that other person has. Like, you could be, like, number 10.
Right.
But, you know, all of them are just friends with benefits, too. Like, no, he's not settling down with nobody. Like, he's just sleeping around, basically, being a whore. But they call it friends with benefits. But it's just another word, a nice word for them to be called a whore, I think, too, as well. Especially when you have multiples.
Yeah.
definitely.
It's like, you know what, girls don't like to be called jump offs. Let's make it nicer. Let's say they're friends.
Right.
Friends with benefits. I think they'll accept that more. Like, but we
I
all
really
know
do.
What it is. I don't know. I've never been big on it.
You've never done it, you said?
No, you know what, not intentionally. You know.
Not intentionally.
No, I don't feel, you know. Not intentionally. I honestly believe I could think of one situation where I think it was something like that, and I honestly thought we were dating. And I thought it was something, and then you come to a realization, like, wait a second. Why are they only calling me at night on weekends?
Oh, my God.
Something more. So,
that's
you know, it hits you, and then it brings you down, so.
That's the worst. Well, I would say I've been
yeah.
in a situation where I thought, like, I knew that he didn't want a girlfriend, and he said he wasn't ready for all that at the time. So, you know, we still just became friends, and we were cool, and we talked, but eventually we did end up, like, getting involved, but he wasn't calling a relationship. He was like, you knew, when I asked about it at one point, he's like, but you know that I'm not ready for that yet. So I was basically just still friends with benefits. I was just like, he was like, it wouldn't go any further. And then, but I knew, though, that I really liked him a lot.
Yeah.
So I basically just had to cut it off. I was like, you know, I can't do that anymore. I was like, that's not, I want something more. So I'm not just going
right.
to be the girl on the side. I'm not going to be just your friend with the benefits, whenever you feel like it. And the same thing, he would try to call me late night, and yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, what you doing? You know, you already know when you get those what you doing tests, like at like 2 a.m. or 1:30 in the morning. Yo, what am I doing? What you think I'm doing? What?
I'm sleeping, bro.
Like,
I feel
you. You know what
sometimes.
You get the, so what you doing? You know, or you get like the
yeah, exactly.
direct
some messages from Facebook late at night, or they'll send you a smiley face or something, but only late at night. Like, you don't ask me to go on a date. You ask me to do nothing else. Like, why can't we go out for lunch? We're supposed to be friends, right? Why we can't do that? So, I just, it really got annoying, and I was like, nope, you know what? My feelings are important, and I'm not going to hurt myself because that's all you want, and knowing that I really like you and knowing that he didn't want more. So, yeah, you have to, like, protect yourself and guard your feelings as a person, whether it's a guy or a girl, because I know some women that be like, yeah, I'll be friends with benefits, like, that Negro said he wanted more, but forget that. I wasn't ready for that. They could be acting like dudes, too.
I
so I'd be like, hey, you're too hardcore.
It happens.
Matter of fact, I knew somebody that was telling me a story like that, and she was like, I told the guy that was all I wanted. And then one day we was in bed, and he said, I love you. And she was like, what, girl? Was like, stop. And then she was like, get out. Get out right now. And he was like, what? Are you serious? He's like, get out. Get out. He kicked him out, girl, because he was catching feelings and he said, I love you.
Wow.
I was like,
is that good, huh? Make a brother fall in love.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she had this guy, like, about to fall in love with her. Well, he was falling in love with her. And I was just like, wow. So it really does go both ways. And it's just crazy, like, people, you just have to really think about it. It sounds like the beginning to do, but in the end, somewhere, it's going to turn. And then you're going to wish that you never did it. Like, even if, you know, who's ever on the side of falling in love or whatever, like, both of you, because you're going to feel like, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have, like, took it this far, and it's my fault. You know, if you have a heart and if you have a conscience, you're eventually going to feel something and some type of remorse or guilt behind it. And it just doesn't feel good. You're like, for this little pleasure that we had for a while, and is it really worth breaking up your friendship? Because you guys could have been really good friends, you know, and then you ruined that friendship that you could have kept if you just kept it straight friends and, like, authentic and, you know, being that person that they could count on and talk to. And, you know, you can really ruin that and then lose somebody forever over, you know, what did they say, 15 minutes of pleasure? Please, it don't last that long.
That's so sad.
I'm just saying. So you
but how long
that
is this side? Right, right.
Well, I'm just saying, on that side, it ain't really worth it. But you just really got to be careful.
Have you ever heard of a? Yeah, because your feelings get involved, and then you know. But have you heard of an incident where it's friends with benefits and it actually turned into something and like a real relationship? Is it then do you like still trust this person if you're like, how do I know if they don't have other friends with benefits? You know, does it work out? I don't think I've heard of any incidents like that.
I haven't heard of it, but I'm sure there could have been stories where it actually works out and they become something. But I figure when you become something, you both know that you're becoming something, and if that person did have other friends with benefits, they're going to cut that person off and be faithful now to you. So hopefully.
I will hope so now.
Hopefully that's the way it would be. They cut that other person off if it really becomes something serious. You know what I mean? That's what we would hope. But I haven't heard any stories of, like, friends with benefits being successful. And I'm sure there are stories out there. Because there's always, you know, that other end of it where, in my situation, et cetera, that it works out. That 1%, maybe that 5%, maybe there's a 10%. I don't know.
5%.
There is a percentage of, you know,
I believe there's always an exception. You know,
there's always an exception.
I'm hopeless romantic.
And well, there's, you know, there have been stories too, like the Mary Jane story. She's with somebody's husband and thinking they're going to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. I've even heard stories though where that actually has worked out in the past. Now, does it happen often? No. But there has been cases where it actually ends up working out and the man leaves his wife and he ends up marrying a side chick. So you just never know. anything is possible. So I'm not saying to go do that, but there's always that
right. It can happen.
That it actually works out. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to look at it that way. But all in all, I would say in general, friends with benefits, they can be beneficial just a little bit because you get the little pleasure, but then you got to think about the long run consequences. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be temporarily beneficial.
Yeah.
Long-term beneficial? I don't think so, bruh. I don't think so. I don't know.
And then we're always hoping. If you catch feelings, you're always hoping. How is, like, the sex is just, like, mind-blowing? And you don't feel that with no one. You just, like, have a certain connection with this one person, and it's just, like, great and fabulous. But then, like, after that. It's like
right, but then
else.
After that, if they also cause you so much pain, too, you got to outweigh it. Like, which outweighs which? Okay, yeah. The
is it worth it, right?
For a while, but then if they've hurt you and then done other things to you so many times, it's like, that ain't even worth it. It's definitely not worth it. Sometimes you just got to let it go, and you got to think about what's going to be better for your health and your mind and your stress, you know, in the long run. So it doesn't matter how great it can be. Trust me, you'll find somebody else that's good. You'll find somebody else. You know, you're always like, that's the best one.
What if there is nobody else? What if there's no one else? What if you? I'm kidding, guys. There's always somebody for someone.
There's always somebody. God will have that perfect one just for you, you know, that's meant to be. And if that person is so perfect, then they would have been. They would have gave it up, and they would have been with you and said, you know what, this is it. So they may not be feeling the same way. Or even if they're telling you that, then why aren't they doing anything about it? After a certain while, if you can go on for years being friends with benefits, I think something is wrong. I really do. I think something is wrong. Why not make that an agreement with that person? At some point, you got to be like, hey, this is the one, and if you like each other and you have a cool relationship, then why isn't it moving forward? There must be something else blocking and hindering that from happening.
And then think about it. Exactly, and then think about it. Like, within all these years, this person or whoever, you've been in a relationship, they've been in relationships, and then you guys maybe hook up in between relationships, then why can't happen between you two where you guys get in a relationship? It just starts to go... You start feeling like you're being disrespected. Like, okay, hold up. If we have this, like, great connection sexually, why we can't make it more? So you start thinking, like, maybe this person doesn't respect me enough. And maybe it's
right.
Because I'm not saying for all, but maybe because it's just been so easy. You started this relationship without commitment. So now it's, you know, that this is all, you know, I had actually one boyfriend tell me that this girl he used to date, that they were kind of like friends with benefits, and she was like really great to him and everything. I'm like, you know, it's kind of messed up. Why you treat her like that? You always cheated on her. And he's like, you know, we started off like this, and this is how I always seen her. So even though tried to be in a relationship with her, I always kind of saw her like that, and so I was looking for something more with somebody else because this is where she was. Like, this is, I can't even think of something. This is like the position where she was.
Oh
yeah,
my
exactly.
God.
This is how she was labeled. So that's how he always saw her. And then if he wanted something more, he'll look somewhere else because this is what it is over here. Yeah, that's
so
crazy. So, you know, you got to think about that, ladies.
Yeah.
I know, and I said that. That was like really sad. I'm like so messed up.
So yeah, you got to think about how you start and begin a relationship with somebody because that is how they're going to, from that point on. That is serious. That is some good stuff to know. And to have that from a guy.
Yeah.
You, that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow. Okay. And then, you know, I've actually had this one guy tell me because we started out like that and then, you know, I put it to an end, and I'm like, not going to happen, buddy, because I was noticing that he would always be in a serious relationship with somebody else. So maybe he saw me as that. But do you know, I'm talking about, like, 2 years later, this guy, like, he would never leave me alone. He's calling me, texting me, and he said, you know what, I wish that I would have taken the chance to actually make you my girl. He He was like, I hate it and I regret it to this day that I did it. And he was like, such a great person. And he was like, I was just unsure at that time and we were just having fun. And he was like, but like just seeing you like grow. And he's just like, I can't believe that I like missed out. Like he was just telling me all this stuff. And he still like calls me now and sends me messages and texts like, I want to be with you. I want to be with you. But now it's like, I'm over it. Like, it's like, me,
right.
I don't even want to go back there. Like, sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I like you too. You're a great person. And I agree. But I'm over it. Like, you should have told me this like a year and a half ago. Because we could have been something today.
Right. That ship has failed.
You know, so some people miss opportunities.
It happens like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like all of a sudden. And you know what? At that time, too, I liked that guy. But, you know, he wasn't ready for that, I guess. And now he is feeling it. Like, when I tell you, he is always going so hard now, and I'm just like, you just give it up. Like, stop. I tell him, I'm like, there's nothing else. I've moved on, and I'm dead serious about it. I'm not in a serious relationship with anybody right now, but I still tell him, there's nothing. Sorry. Sometimes you just miss
well,
that. You don't want to go back. I don't like going back to old things. Like, that was, like, almost 2 years ago. I'm like, I don't want to go back to that.
I
feel so, you. Sorry, dude. Like,
right.
It's over. You missed your opportunity.
Get over
I
it.
I told you what it was. Too bad you didn't see, you know, what you see now. Like,
oh, well. I don't feel bad for him, so let him cry. Let him feel it. Either take advantage. If you see something good, take advantage of it, or you're going to lose out. Whatever.
Right. You know what? Life is getting way too short. Many of us are getting older and older. I know you're going to think there's always going to be something better out there. The grass is greener on the other side. But when you see that you got something real good in front of you, you better hold on to that. You better hold on to that. And not
grab on.
Say that. Let me just make that clear. Not just because the sex is great. It's got to be a total package. You got to really know and believe that that is the person. So don't just be sticking around just because.
Right.
Or just because you feel like you can't do better now. Don't do that either. Don't. You know, feel like you can't do better. People calling me on the line. All right, but yeah. Oh wow, time is flying. We've got to get out of here. But yeah, this is
oh,
a great listen, discussion.
Listen,
I like this. Yeah, I really like this.
Yeah.
Our friends have been really beneficial. I think that you know people should definitely come back and listen to the archive episodes, and we can talk about this all day long. And
but overall, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, overall, basically, let's answer that question. What do you think? Beneficial or not? Yes, no, maybe so?
I'm just going to go ahead and say no. It's not.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at long-term.
So it's an old guy.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely. So, yeah, that's what it is. If you want to argue with us and say differently, then you know what? Let's start a discussion on Facebook. Visit our page, The Late Night Girls.
Absolutely.
Boom, bam, boom. Listen, it's been great. Have a wonderful week. And I was just going to say that we love you so much right here on The Late Night Girls. But listen, more importantly, God does too. Thanks for tuning in, babies. And we'll see you next week every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Bye-bye.
Ciao.